Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All around is sinking sand.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity to listen to your word. Heavenly Father, we pray that your word will minister to our hearts. Give us understanding of the truth that is in your word, and let the truth make us free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. I welcome you, my dear listener, to the Moment of Truth. I am Brother Chris, and we'll be sharing the word of God with you today. As always, we will be considering a question in today's broadcast, and that question is Jesus coming back again? Is Jesus coming back again? We are considering this question because there have been many controversies about the coming of Jesus. We shall therefore look through the Bible and see what it has to say about the coming of Jesus. I will start by reading from the Gospel according to John chapter 14 verses 1 to 3. John 14, 1 to 3. And it says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." These verses of scripture we just read were spoken by Jesus himself to his disciples. Jesus had spent about 3.5 years with his disciples, preaching about the kingdom of God. He knew the time had come for him to die on the cross, be buried, resurrect, and ascend into heaven. Jesus knew that his disciples were going to miss him when he is taken out of this earth. And in order to comfort them, he made the promises to them. And what were the promises? He said that he was going to prepare a place for them, a place not made by human hands, a place where there is no fears and no tears. He promised them that after preparing the place, he will come back again to take them. The third thing he promised was that the same place where he is, there his disciples will be also. So we see that Jesus said himself that he will come back again. Now something else happened. After Jesus rose from the dead and was on his way to heaven, God had to reassure Jesus' disciples that he will keep his promise of coming back again. We see this in Acts of Apostles, chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Acts 1, 9 to 11. And I read, "And when Jesus had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they," talking about the disciples, "looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." God sent two of his angels to give reassurance to the disciples of Jesus. The angel said, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you, will also come back." So we see from the testimony of the angels that Jesus is coming back again. Apostle Paul, one of the greatest apostles of old, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote about the coming of Jesus in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. And I read from the Amplified Translation. "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a loud cry of summons, with the shout of an archangel, and with the blast of the trumpet of God. And those who have departed this life in Christ will rise first. Then we, the living ones, who remain on earth, shall simultaneously be caught up along with the resurrected dead in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so always, through the eternity of the eternities, shall we be with the Lord." The Holy Spirit here was revealing to Apostle Paul that Jesus will come with the trumpet of God to take his disciples, both those that are dead and those that are alive. Hallelujah. There is therefore no doubt, my dear listener, that Jesus is coming back again. The promise of the coming of Jesus is the beginning and end of Christianity. The return of Jesus is the main deal for all those that put their trust in Jesus for the salvation of their soul. The reason why Jesus suffered on the cross and died was so that he will make a way for the whole of humanity into heaven. The first time Jesus came, he prepared the way to heaven for men. The next time Jesus comes, he will take away prepared men to heaven. Of everyone who lived on this earth, whether called prophet or grandmaster, it was only Jesus Christ of Nazareth that made a categoric statement that he was going to heaven and will return to take his disciples to heaven to be with him. So when will Jesus come? That is the question. When will the coming of Jesus be? Well, my dear listener, Jesus did not give us the exact date or time when he will come. And no one can claim to know the particular time when Jesus will come. As a matter of fact, in Matthew 24:36, Jesus himself said, and I read, "But of what exact day and hour no man knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." In Matthew 25:13, Jesus also said, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." We should therefore be careful of those who claim they know the exact time when the coming of Jesus will be. Jesus only gave the signs of his coming. He gave an idea of the kind of events that will be happening in the world when the time for his coming will approach. And it may interest you to know, my dear listener, that all the signs and events that Jesus gave are happening as we speak. Now, if we have seen that Jesus will come again, and we have also seen that we do not know when his coming will be, it will be important to know what we are supposed to do. In Matthew 24:44, Jesus told us what to do. He said, and I read, "Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Here Jesus commands us to be ready. He expects us to be prepared. And the reason why we must be prepared and ready at all times is because we do not know when Jesus will come. So how do we get ready and how do we get prepared for the coming of Jesus? The first thing we must do as we prepare for the coming of Jesus is to purify ourselves. In 1 John 3:2-3, the Bible says, "Beloved, we are now God's children. It is not yet disclosed what we shall be hereafter. But we know that when Jesus comes and is manifested, we shall, as God's children, resemble him and be like him. For we shall see him just as he is." And everyone who has this hope on him cleanses and purifies himself as he is pure and undefiled. So to prepare for the coming of Jesus, you must first and foremost purify yourself. To purify yourself means to cleanse yourself from all forms of sin and iniquity. You must completely and totally repent and turn away from all forms of sin, be it the sin of lying, gossiping, cheating, stealing, 419, or the sin of drunkenness, pride, anger, backbiting, malice, disobedience to parents, or the sin of fornication and adultery, the sin of masturbation, the sin of pornography, homosexuality and lesbianism, or the sin of abortion, murder and kidnapping. None of these sins should be found in your life if you are indeed getting ready for the coming of Jesus. The second thing we must do as we prepare for the coming of Jesus is to watch and pray. In Mark 13:33, Jesus said, "Take ye heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is." This means we are to be vigilant and be at alert. We are not supposed to be distracted by the activities in the world. Rather, we are to watch what is happening in the world and then use them as points of prayer. Also, you are to watch your life and your relationship with the Almighty God and pray to ensure that you are not moving away from God. For instance, if you used to pray 1 hour every day, and all of a sudden you see that you are now praying only 20 minutes, then you know there is a problem and immediately begin to pray. The third thing we are supposed to do is to go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. You must go and tell your friends, your neighbors, your relations, your colleagues, and even strangers about the saving grace of Jesus. You cannot say you are preparing for the coming of Jesus and you are not telling people about him. In Mark 8:38, Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of the Father. We can therefore summarize by saying that to be ready for the coming of Jesus, you must be free from sin. You must be watchful and prayerful, and then you must preach the gospel to others. My question therefore to you, my dear listener, is, are you ready for the coming of Jesus? Are you ready for the coming of Jesus? I'm not asking you if you go to church or if you pay your tithe. No, what I'm asking is, have you purified yourself from sin and iniquity? What I'm asking is, are you watching and praying? What I'm asking is, are you preaching the gospel of Jesus to others? It is important that you answer this question for yourself, because that will tell you whether you will go with Jesus when he comes on that day, or whether you will be left behind. If there is still sin in your life, then you are not ready to go. If you are not prayerful, then you are not ready. If you are not preaching Jesus to others, then you are not ready. It is a dangerous thing not to be ready for the coming of Jesus, because it will happen in a twinkle of an eye, in a split second, like lightning, and the sins are gone. Gone forever. I don't know what situation you are in right now. Maybe you are still swimming inside sin and you have never given your life to Jesus before. Or maybe you once gave your life but now you have backslidden. Or maybe your problem is that you are not preaching the word of God or you are not praying. I bring you good news. And the good news is, there is still opportunity to change your ways and get ready for the coming of Jesus. All you have to do is to repent of your sin and confess them to God. Believe with your heart that Jesus died and rose for your sin, and say it with your mouth. Then be baptized in the name of Jesus. If you know you are not ready for the coming of Jesus and you want to make that decision today, then you can pray this prayer with all your heart and say after me, Almighty God, I come to you today. I am sorry for my sin. Please forgive me. I believe that Jesus died and rose for my sin. Father, I receive you today as my Savior, as my Lord. Give me the power to become your child and to be ready for the coming of Jesus. In Jesus' name. If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I want to assure you that God has forgiven your sin and has pardoned you. But you must not go back to your sin anymore. Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for everyone who needs your help to be ready for the coming of Jesus. Give them your Holy Spirit so that they can live in purity and holiness. I ask that you pour your anointing upon them, the grace to pray and the boldness to preach your word. I pray that you restore every backslider and perform a miracle of revival in every life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. In case you want to reach me for questions or counseling, please feel free to call me. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you for listening. Jesus, come. Move him today. Even so, take your pride away. How my soul longs to be.
We believe you've been blessed by this message. For prayers and counseling, call Brother Chris on 0909-948-8333. 0909-948-8333. Or email at hisvoiceandhisword@gmail.com. Until we come your way again, same time, same station, hold on to the truth and do not sell it.